Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you, we bless your name, we magnify you. We thank you for your protection over us and all our loved ones, for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf, for all manners of victory that you have wrought for us. Father, we say thank you. Every day we go to bed, the next day you wake us up the next morning. Father, it's your doing, and indeed it is marvelous in our sight. We thank you, Lord, for the food we eat, for the air we breathe, for the water, for the rainfall, for the sunshine, for the moonlight. We thank you, Lord, for the wind, for everything that you have created and working in our favor. We say glory, honor, praises, adoration be unto you, Father. Thank you, everlasting Lord, for not allowing the enemies to rejoice concerning us. We bless you today and forevermore. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for all the past broadcasts. Thank you for the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you for all manners of testimonies that you have given us. And we say glory be unto you, Daddy. Father, we commit this day's broadcast to your hands and say, Lord, come and speak to us. And that word that we need to hear, let us hear today for your glory in the name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. It is with joy I welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will do something fantastic, something extraordinary in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, Help is on the Way. Help is on the way. Do not lose hope. My brother, my sisters, the Almighty God will help you. No matter how precarious that situation may be, the Almighty God will send help to you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7, and I'm reading from verse 11 to verse 17. The Bible says, Now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother. She was a widow, and a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, Do not weep. Jesus is telling you today, my brother, my sister, do not weep, because the helper is around. The helper is here to help you. And Jesus himself will help you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 14 says, Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still, and he said, Young man, I say to you, arise. Jesus is speaking to you today. He said, Arise. Arise from that situation, that thing that has brought you down. The Almighty God will deliver you from them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Almighty God will lift you up beyond your wildest imagination. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15 says, So he was dead, sat up and began to speak. Hallelujah. And he presented him to his mother. Then fear came upon all, and they glorified God, saying, A great prophet has risen up amongst us, and God has visited his people. And this report about him went throughout all Judea and all the surrounding region. Brothers and sisters, like I said, we are discussing about help is on the way. Help is on the way. That day that woman was going to bury her only son, she thought that everything has gone. She has practically lost hope completely. She was weeping. She was shedding tears, but Jesus came. Do you know that she did not even invite Jesus, but Jesus himself knew. He came and he helped her. Brothers and sisters, the Almighty God will visit you this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will wipe away your tears. He will wipe away your sorrow. That situation you are going through is not unto death, but that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified. The name of God will be glorified in your life, in that situation you are going through, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, brothers and sisters, today is your day of visitation. And indeed, the Lord is visiting you right now, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That verse 12 spoke about, it says, he came near the gate. The gate is something that can either allow you in or lock you out. But brothers and sisters, every gate that the enemy have erected against you, the Almighty God will remove them. The book of Psalms, Psalm 24 verse 7, it says, lift up your head, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Every gate of the enemy today, they are pulled away in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The King of glory shall enter into your life, into your home, into your ministry, into your career, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 8 says, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. So the King of glory is coming into your life, into your family, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every gate that the enemy have erected today, they are pulled down in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every gate man of the enemy that have been sending away your blessing, today they are hereby bounded and thrown into the burning fire in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing we can gather from this passage is that God can bring back to life that which is dead. In the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 6, I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. The Almighty God, the power that rose up Lazarus from the dead, that power will be released unto you today in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That young man that we read in this passage was dead. He was being carried to be buried. But our Lord Jesus Christ intervened. As the Lord Jesus Christ intervened in the case of this man, the Lord will intervene in your own case too in the mighty name of Jesus. Is it your marriage that has been dead? The Almighty God will bring it back to life in the name of Jesus. Is it your business that is dead? He shall receive life again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God is going to cancel every spirit of death that is looming around you, around your family, around your businesses, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God is ready to turn your sorrow to joy. The book of Isaiah, Isaiah 25 verse 8 says, he will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from the earth, for the Lord has spoken. He will wipe away, he will swallow death, he will wipe away every manner of tears from your eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not shed tears of sorrow. In the name of Jesus, if you are going to shed tears at all, it shall be tears of joy in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Almighty God is removing on your behalf. He who visited that widow, he who visited that young man on that day, he will visit you today too in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, reading from verse 5. He said, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. The Almighty God is telling you that he is bringing help to you. He said, no man will be able to stand before you. He said, as he was with Moses, he will be with you too. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Everyone waging war against you, the Almighty God will arise on your behalf. He will arise, he will scatter them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Every power, every force that have been gathering against you, every confederacy, every gang of from the pit of hell against you, they will not stand. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 68 verse 1, it says, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. The Almighty God will arise on your behalf. Every enemy of yours, known and unknown, they will scatter in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever they are gathered, right now they are scattering in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let there be confusion in their midst in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Almighty God is arising on your behalf, and so shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As God has promised Joshua on that day, he's promising you today too, that he will not leave you, he will not forsake you in the name of Jesus. Each time you cry unto him, the Almighty God will answer you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want you to know that the Almighty God is the one who can suspend every law. Every law is ready to suspend it. The one that walked upon the waters, he will perform his wonders in your life. He will perform his miracle in your life. Jesus called that young man, say, come back to life. And indeed, he came back to life. You also come back to life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In that verse 15 of that Luke 7, he says, so he who was dead sat up and began to speak. Oh, maybe people have already written you off completely. You will arise again in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, he began to speak, that the whole crowd listened to him. Your voice will matter. Your voice will matter. The whole world will begin to listen to you. The wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding that you need, the Almighty God will bestow upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. That help that you need is just around the corner. Do not lose hope. The Almighty God is ready to move on your behalf. He's ready to wipe away your tears, your sorrow, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said everybody stood still when Jesus came. Brothers and sisters, everyone that is carrying you, that want to destroy your destiny, they will stand still because Jesus is moving in on your behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who are planning to carry you to destruction, the Almighty God will stop them this day in the name of Jesus. Your destiny will not be destroyed. Your destiny will not be truncated in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you are precious in his sight, and you shall remain precious in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Brothers and sisters, do not lose hope. Do not lose hope. Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 28, and say, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Brothers and sisters, all things will work together for good, for your good, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you love God, because you know him, because you serve him, because you are doing his will, the Almighty God will turn that situation around for your benefit in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But brothers and sisters, we are talking about those who love God. Those who love God, can you be counted amongst those who love God? Can you be counted among those who are serving this God? Can you be counted among those who are ready to tell the whole world about the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ? Have you accepted him as your Lord and Savior? If all these ones I've mentioned do not define you, brothers and sisters, there is still hope for you. All you need to do is just to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. And as you do so, Lord, everything will begin to work for your good in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. That situation that appeared dead, it will bring it back to life. So what do you need? All you need to do is just to say after me right now. Just say, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. It's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Grant them the gift of salvation. Write their names in the book of life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For everyone who have listened to this broadcast, the Almighty God will move on your behalf. The Almighty God will wipe away your tears, your sorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus. This season will fill your mouth with laughter. In the mighty name of Jesus. Those who have been laughing at you begin to laugh with you. In the name of our Lord Jesus. It is well with you in the morning. It is well with you at daytime. It is well with you at nighttime. In the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the joy and the peace of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.